With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Mandatory evacuations expanding as that wildfire continues to char acreage in the foothills east of Los Angeles. Tens of thousands of homes and other buildings are being threatened by the so-called line fire. More than 600 firefighters continue battling the blaze. At least 48 people have been killed in Nigeria when a fuel tanker collided head-on with another truck, causing a massive explosion. The truck carried livestock. Police say more than 50 cattle died in the fire. The death toll from that dormitory blaze in Kenya is 21. The dorm housed 156 boys between the ages of 10 and 14.
The government has urged school administrators to enforce boarding guidelines that require dormitories to be spacious, with three doors and no grills on the windows for easy escape in case of fires.
Also at SRNnews.com, not only in the United States, but Europe as well. In this case, it's the Balkans, and officials say that part of the world has endured a record hot summer like they've never seen before.
A Belgrade resident described the intense heat they've endured over the past few months. This summer was too hot. You couldn't walk in the city. It was only pleasant when you could swim in Ada Lake. It was too hot. It was like a tropical summer, like we live in Africa and not in Europe. The region in Southeast Europe is used to hot summers, but previous records were broken this year with repeated heat waves and an almost totally dry July and August. Hot weather in the Balkans has dried out rivers in Bosnia and Serbia. There have also been raging forest fires in Croatia, North Macedonia, and Albania. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
And this is SRN News. Yet another battle over transgenderism in school.
Parents of students at Spanish Springs High in Sparks, Nevada are protesting a policy of allowing boys to use the girls' locker rooms and bathrooms. At a recent school board meeting, moms and dads said their daughters don't feel safe undressing and showering around boys. School officials say if girls are uncomfortable, they'll just have to change somewhere else. Meanwhile, a growing number of other states are barring boys from using girls' facilities at school. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two more Ohio abortion restrictions blocked in court as the legal impacts of a 2023 constitutional amendment guaranteeing abortion continue to be felt. A Cincinnati judge's preliminary injunction temporarily halts enforcement of a ban on using telemedicine for medication abortions, and a second law prohibiting non-doctors from prescribing the drugs. This is SRN News. NCAA regrouping after a major settlement to its antitrust suits.
In a letter to NCAA member schools, President Charlie Baker says a preliminary approval hearing for a landmark $2.78 billion antitrust lawsuit settlement, quote, did not go as we hoped. He says the association and major conferences are trying to address the judge's concerns about parts of the agreement. The proposal college sports leaders believe is pivotal to reshaping the enterprise and getting out from the constant threat of litigation ran into a significant hurdle Thursday night when U.S. District Judge Claudia Wilkin declined to grant a request for preliminary approval.
A police officer on administrative leave now after an incident today where the Miami Dolphins' Tyreek Hill was handcuffed and placed face down in the street outside the team's home stadium following a traffic stop. Investigation is now underway. More details at SRNnews.com.